Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's going on, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. I hope everyone is doing well so far. It feels good to be alive. It feels good to be in this place. And I just wanted to come through and say, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And like I said, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. And it's good to be in this place. And so I'm really, really grateful for everything. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for those who come out, for those who do come out. I appreciate you. Right now, I'm going to play the song while people coming on. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and I was going to play my girl Teresa Pinkney, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to play this song. This is titled, Gotta Pray.
This is serious.
You gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah,
things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray. God, I really hear you. God, I really loves you. His word is true. God blesses for you. His truth for you. Only if you believe. Oh yeah.
You gotta pray.
Level. In order to get miracle. You will see him do the impossible. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can move the mountains out of your way.
We get down on your knees and pray.
You gotta pray.
Yeah, that's right. Get your break.
You gotta, you gotta pray.
You got to get down on your hands and knees and pray. You know, first of all, guys, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. It feels good to be here with you guys tonight. Yes, it's been busy. I've been busy. I've been on the battlefield for the Lord. And I promised him that I will serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. No, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. You know, yesterday we celebrated one of my Duke Ellington sisters' homegoing services, and we sang, and it was reunited with people. I reunited with people some people I haven't seen in 30 years, for real. And we got together, and we, a couple days before the funeral, I think we got together like a Thursday, last Saturday. And the funeral was yesterday, Monday. And I tell you, we had church and we celebrated Crystal King's life, you know, and it just makes you think about life. It makes you think and reflect about what is important. What is important to you? Because whatever is important to you, you're going to take care of it. Whatever is important to you, you're going to make sure that you have what you need. And guys, honestly, sometimes we become busy with our lives. We become busy with the things that we're trying to do. One thing I just want to encourage everyone of us to do is to see, how can I make this world a different place? How can I make this world a better place for me? How can I make this world a better place? And in all honesty, just get to a place where you say, you know what? This is what is important. Sometimes just showing some love, you know, telling someone I love you, you know, that makes a big difference. That makes a big, big difference. You know, that's, I like the song, "What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love." You know, that's what the world needs now, needs love. You know, and one of the things about it is that I love this scripture I'm about to share with you. 1 John, and I actually have a song called Love Always. And this song right here, I say this part of the song, 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. I didn't say the scripture though, but the title. But it comes to this part in the song where I say, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. He didn't say you got to like them, but love. He loves someone you don't like. Yeah, I love you because God created you. You're a human being. I might not like you, but I love you. In other words, if you're in need and I need to do something to help, then guess what? I'm going to do what I can do. Not say, guys, you know, sometimes, guys, people aren't going to be on your front row in your life. They might not have access. You might not give them access to front row seats in your lives. You might not do that, but you love them. In other words, if I see this brother going through and I have something I can help, then I help. That's because you're a human being. Now, I do believe that what goes around comes around. I'm going to tell you this, guys. Love and treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, I'm going to tell you this. You know, if anything, you know, when I go, I want the choirs singing. I want those gospel choir. I want some gospel music. I want some people up there singing and praising God as I go, as I'm gone, as I've left. You know, listen, it's nothing like the legacy that you leave here. So I pray for Crystal's husband. Really, seemed like a real man of God, a man after God's own heart. You know, I was really impressed by the way he carried himself at that funeral yesterday. He said, "I got you." You know, he told his kids, "I got you." And the people around him told them that they have him. They got the family. You know, listen, guys, love. If anything, I'm encouraged today that we've got to love. If anything, I am encouraged today that we have to remember that there is no way I can live without you. You know, let me say this, guys. Keep God first. We're not promised tomorrow. We're here for this time. And when we leave, guys, we're not taking any of these things with us. You know, and honestly, my goal, my desire is to be used. I praise God for the things he's blessed me with in this season. And I praise God even more so for the things that he is doing in my life. You know, guys, there are a lot of things that are going on. A lot of things I don't share on here. That, you know, but God is doing his thing. God is moving. So I praise God for the ability to come through here. Each one, reach one. I'm really excited because God is really doing his thing that he's doing in my life. And so I'm blessed. I'm encouraged today. I'm encouraged about what God is doing. I'm encouraged what God is trying to do. And I just want to encourage you, move forward. Do what God has called you to do. Love. Love. Do. Love. Do what God has called you to do. You know, and so, guys, you know, honestly, I'm telling you this. You know, this season is so different. And I'm really saying, Lord, you know, lead and guide me with, you know, with the ministry and the different places, you know, he's taking me, you know, and... You know, when seasons change, you got to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I'm hearing what you're saying, and let me hear what you are doing and the change that you're making. Help me to stay focused. But we do, guys. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. He has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. And when you love your brother, you say, I love God, and you love your brother. Let me tell you something. People can say, oh, you touched my life in this thing. You touched my life in that thing. One of the things I left that funeral realizing that Crystal did the exact same thing that she did when she was in high school. She said she would do it, and she would do it. She was a born leader, and she made it happen. And there are a lot of things, and as class president, she made a lot of things happen. You know, so it's good to see how people take the things that they've done and how they built upon those things. It's like, oh yeah, that was her back then. Guess what? God is doing that thing even more so now. So guys, listen to this. Let's grow. And let's remember there's a season for everything under the sun. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, right? It talks about a time for everything. We have to recognize there's a time for everything. You know, sometimes it's a time. It says this, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And my thing about it, guys, really is this. Don't miss your time. Don't miss what God is doing in your life. What is this the time for you to do? Is this time for you to tear some things down? Is this a time to mend? It seems like with my friend's death, my aunt's and sister's death, that sometimes that time where people are just doing their own thing, it's like now it's time to come together. It's a time we came together and the love was there. The music was there. The respect was there. And build upon that. We don't have to wait 30 more years before you see each other. Those people you're connected with, guys, reach out. When you think about them, reach out and call them. Reach out and say, hey, how are you doing? Reach out. You know, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright, for those who are coming through, I appreciate you coming through. You know, tonight I'm just talking from my heart. I'm not really saying a sermon tonight or preaching tonight. I'm saying just some inspirational words to just encourage you. Something that, as I encourage myself, and hopefully something that is said will encourage you in your walk today. Because, listen, we are going through things, right? You know, we're going through things, and I was talking about a friend of mine who just passed and how we came together. And I'll just read in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where it talks about there's a time for everything under the sun. So know the time that you are in your life. Understand when it's a time to refrain, when it's a time to talk, when it's time to be quiet, when it's time to speak up, time to sit down, there's a time for everything. And it's about us understanding what time we are in and what is God doing in our lives in this season. So it's very, very important that we hear what God is saying. You know, like I said, when we leave here, we're not taking anything with us. I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, so guys, let us think about the things we say. Let us think about the things we do and the way we treat people. You know, this next message right here, this next one, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. You know, may the Lord have mercy to read his word. You know, I'll make sure I start taking my cap off when I'm reading the word. Please forgive me. You know, but give respect to God's word. You know, I have to say this, you know, stay focused. Stay focused. Love. Second point, stay focused. Love. I forgot. There's time and place for everything. There's respect the time. Love, respect the time. Stay focused. Stay in the word of God. Stay in the word of God. It's very, very important that we do those things. Just imagine what can happen if we do those things. Just imagine if we just stay focused on God. You know, Clark's sister saying, is my living in vain? You know, listen, are all the things that we're doing, are they in vain? No, because up the road is eternal gain. Listen, guys, very, 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 very important. Very, very important message. You know, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And at the end of the day, when it's your turn, to go. Is anyone going to say, oh, this person said something that touched my life. This person came through for me. This person gave me words of inspiration. This person did this. Are you going to have, is there going to be anyone there to testify how good God has moved in your life to touch your lives? You know, listen, guys, this is real. This is real. This thing we call life is real. So very, very important. So I just want, like I said, I just want to come through. I'm going to play a song for you, and then I'm going to call this an early night. But I just want to say I appreciate those who do come by and support, whether you're on IG, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, or whether you're on Facebook Live. I appreciate you. Good evening. What's going on? How you doing, buddy? How you doing? No, so I'm going to play a song for you guys. And this song really is a song that talks about loving always. So this is Love Always. I hope you like it. This is on my project. All Things Are Possible. Special edition. G-Rock. I'm Reverend Dr. Dr. G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. That was one of my songs for my project, All Things Are Possible. You can check me out on iTunes. Love always. Welcome back. Send a shout out to one of my new friends. What's up, Tiffany? What's going on, Tiffany? Back in the U.S. Welcome back in the U.S. Singing woman. Singing. Y'all right. Listen, I was so blessed. I went over to visit one of my sisters, one of my good friends, and I got a chance to see Greg Kelly and the best of Harlem gospel singers. Yeah, great time. I had a fantastic time out there because they were singing and ministering and all that good stuff. You know, tonight I'm talking about the whole thing about I'm just talking from my heart. You know, if you were following, I was talking about a friend of mine who passed away, and we celebrated her life yesterday. And I knew her. We met like probably almost 37 years ago, 36 years ago, and we graduated in 90. So it's amazing to see. It's amazing to reconnect with old friends, and we sang and we celebrated her life, and what a way to celebrate. But for those of us who are still here, I would like to encourage you to love. Second point, I was talking about respect time. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 4 Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you know, talk about there's a time for everything under the sun, right? There's a time for everything under the sun. Guys, remember that. Remember that there's a time and a place for everything under the sun. So respect time. Respect and understand which season you are in your life. And now I was going to Psalm chapter 1. We're talking about being like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water. You know, keep your focus. Stay in God's word. Don't look to your left or to your right. Stay in God's word. You know, you would like to be prosperous? Keep God first. All these things are going to pass away. All these things that you see are going to pass away. So what do you have left? What will people say about you when it's your time? I didn't say, oh, this person touched my life. This person did this for me. This person showed me love when I was at my worst. This person did this, that. You know, how you live now. I just like to encourage you to keep God first. Keep your, you know, have respect of time, focus, and trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So trust in the Lord. Watch what God will do for you in your life when you decide to say, you know what, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust, going to continue to trust, always trust in the Lord. Like I love Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So keep him first. Keep God first. Keep God first in your life. And watch what God is going to do in your life. Just understand. You have the choice. You have the opportunity. So I just want to encourage you to keep God first. Keep staying on the battlefield. Keep moving forward. And I say four, trust. Trust in the Lord. You know, so guys, I just want to say I appreciate you guys for those who come through. I know some people come through and some people, you know, I just appreciate those who come through. Please share this on your pages, you know, but I just wanted to talk from my heart today. Besides some of the music I played, I just wanted to really honestly just come through and do that. But I want to say God bless you guys. Have a good night. Be encouraged. And I'll be here Thursday, so I look forward to, Lord willingly, I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. God bless you guys. Have a good night. Be encouraged. And know that you are not alone in this thing. Call that.